Greetings, I'm Tom Lepore. Welcome to Public Scholarships Postcards. Today's topic is an area of public scholarship many people have experienced, vacation tours and tour guides. Every single day, people all around the world are exposed to new information about history, politics, art, architecture, geography, culture, and more on excursions in general and from tour guides in particular. Shannon and I have dear traveling companions, Kirsty and David. They live in Cambridge, England. The four of us travel every 2 years or so. This year's trip took our foursome to Prague and Budapest. As one might imagine, we visited the tourist highlights, including castles, cathedrals, bridges, thermal spas, museums, and more. One of the most memorable activities on the trip came in Budapest. We joined a handful of others for a walking expedition billed as Ruined Pubs and Alternative Spots Tour of Budapest. Our trek took us around the Jewish district, through war-torn buildings, and into some of Budapest's most popular hangouts. The Ruined Pub phenomena in Budapest began in the early 2000s, and it's been evolving ever since. Over that time, abandoned buildings and derelict spaces have been transformed to create what you might call Budapest cool. From the outside, some of these buildings don't look like a highly charged enterprise zone. But inside, restaurants, unique shops, and the ruined bars have become Budapest's own brand of vogue. Our sincere and enthusiastic tour guide, Attila, shared insights and fun facts about the area. He explained the genesis of the ruined bars and how they have impacted the fabric of the neighborhood, both positively and negatively. He gave examples that include that the ruined pubs provide a strong economic engine for the community. However, at the same time, the area has grown in popularity with rowdy bachelorette and bachelor parties. He also bought us a drink at Budapest's first ruined pub, Zimplikert. Attila skillfully used digital data on a tablet to accentuate his comments. He also discussed items on the tour based on information that he had gathered from blogs and other internet sites. He was not your standard follow-the-umbrella tour guide, and that's for sure, and it was much better to listen to his energetic commentary than to listen to pre-recorded audio. Attila gave our group a tremendous multi-century tour over the course of 3 hours. We kept moving the whole time, but never at an uncomfortable pace. Attila offered a wealth of information. His insights were superb. Not only did he give us a fascinating overview of the history of the district, but he also shared his understandings about the current day politics by way of paintings on the sidewalk and political advertisements from a parody party, the Two-Tailed Dog. Otherwise, all of that dynamic material would have been lost on us due to the language barrier. Attila also shared a wealth of information about the public art in the district. So far, I've tried to be intentionally vague about some of the material so not to spoil the experience for future tourists. And I'll keep that up for a few more minutes as I mention my favorite aspect of the tour, the public art. It took many forms that we experienced that evening. We saw sculptures, electric lights, and grand-sized murals, to say a few. From the public art and murals alone, Attila waxed eloquently about Hungary as a country, about the city of Budapest, notable Hungarians, history, maps, government, philosophical commentary, communism, burgeoning businesses, old factories, tensions between cities and suburbs, and advertising haphazardly placed over commissioned artwork. He unpacked some of the complexities and implications embedded in the art that we saw that evening. For me, meandering and talking about the interpretations of the public art would have been more than enough. Fortunately, we got a lot more education than we'd expected. The blurb on the Budapest Flow website states the following: what to expect. An off-the-beaten-track tour of Budapest that combines art, culture, and fun all together. Get insight into the vibrant cultural life and Jewish quarter. Understand the area's intriguing history and recent wave of gentrification. check out the area's coolest designer shops, galleries, and bookstores, see amazing street art and murals, and embrace contemporary Budapest. Visit a wide variety of ruined pubs, learn about their history, and have a chat while enjoying local beers. Our tour guide and public scholar in Budapest, Attila, did not disappoint. We learned from him that ruined pubs have become somehow emblematic of Budapest and hold a growing affection both by locals and by visitors. We discussed how they are still evolving and their cultural and artistic significance, as well as how they've influenced the city's entire nightlife scene. Ruined pubs are a pop culture phenomenon, for sure. I've added a link with a few of the images that I've mentioned here and a link to Attila's tour company on my blog, drtlp.blogspot.com. Again, that's drtlp.blogspot.com. I'm Tom Laporte. Thanks for listening to this edition. I hope you'll join us again for another Public Scholar Postcard Podcast.